KSRN News, I'm John Scott. All eyes will be on President Biden when he takes questions from the White House press corps later today.
The president will try to quiet doubts about his ability to serve another 4 years when he holds a rare solo press conference. It comes at a critical moment for his reelection campaign as Democrats remain uneasy about him being on the ticket after his wobbly debate performance 2 weeks ago.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. Republican Senator Dan Sullivan of Alaska says there's so much focus on whether President Biden can win re-election, many seem to have forgotten that old age could be weakening him now in his role as commander-in-chief.
Everybody's looking at him from the perspective of a candidate for president, but right now he's the commander-in-chief, and we're in one of the most dangerous world situations we've seen in decades, and is he up to the task?
Senator Sullivan was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Also at SRNNews.com, House Republicans are bringing legislation to require proof of citizenship when registering to vote. Correspondent Bernie Bennett explains.
House Majority Leader Steve Scalise says the bill allows states to remove non-citizens from voting rolls, to keep foreign interference out of elections, maintain election integrity, and increase American citizens' trust in federal elections.
Why not have a safeguard to ensure that only American citizens vote in America's elections?
Current federal law states that it's illegal for foreign nationals or non-citizens to vote in U.S. federal elections or donate with regards to federal, state, or local elections to protect the integrity of those elections. Republicans say that illegal immigration has endangered that integrity. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
And stocks are mixed after today's latest update on inflation. The Dow is ahead 17 points. The NASDAQ, 347 points in the red. This is SRN News. An Ohio church revitalizes a baseball diamond.
Nazarene News reports that New Life Church of the Nazarene in the city of Mount Vernon, Ohio, decided to revitalize a local baseball diamond as an act of love towards the community. Located in an area known as South Vernon, Lamb Park dated back to the 1950s. The church eventually negotiated a deal with the property owners to revitalize the baseball diamond. A team of volunteers from the church put new clay on the field, repainted the dugouts, and reseeded the grass. Donations were from both the church and community leaders. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
Concerned Women for America has launched the She Prays, She Votes bus tour. CWA says the bus tour is making stops in 12 states. CWA says it wants to motivate and activate Christians across the country to vote for men and women who champion their values. This is SRN News. A baby found crawling by a highway.
A Louisiana sheriff says a one-year-old boy survived 2 days of sometimes stormy weather before a truck driver spotted him crawling along a roadside. Sheriff Stitch Guillory is calling the child a miracle baby. He was spotted in southwest Louisiana a day after his four-year-old brother was found dead and his mother was arrested in Mississippi. Autopsy reports were pending on the four-year-old who was found in a lake behind an Interstate 10 Welcome Center near the Texas state line. The mother was found and arrested in Meridian, Mississippi. She is so far facing a charge of failing to report a missing child and is awaiting extradition. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Dozens of salmonella illnesses have been linked to raw milk from a California farm. At least 165 people were sickened as of February with salmonella infections tied to products from Raw Farm of Fresno, California. That outbreak did end in early May. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.